Picture a CEO standing before his executives, revenues soaring 250% over 6 years, and declaring, "Change everything but your wife and children." This wasn't desperation. It was Samsung's Lee Kun-hee recognizing a terrifying truth during a world tour. Despite stellar numbers, Samsung TVs gathered dust on back shelves while competitors' products commanded prime retail space. That Frankfurt declaration became Samsung's pivotal moment, transforming them into the world's largest TV and smartphone manufacturer with revenues exceeding $250 billion, 17% of South Korea's entire GDP. What makes this story remarkable isn't the success that followed, but the wisdom to reinvent from a position of strength. Most organizations wait until crisis forces their hand, by which point only 10% ever regain market leadership. The brutal reality of today's marketplace is that standing still equals moving backward. Fickle consumer trends, friction-free global markets, and relentless technological disruption have created an environment where even century-old giants can collapse overnight. Creativity has become the only sustainable competitive advantage, the one thing no company can outsource. The question isn't whether to change, but whether you'll drive that change or be driven by it. School conditioned us to comply and avoid mistakes, the opposite of what innovation demands. We must reprogram ourselves by shedding outdated beliefs and embracing uncomfortable principles. Release the past as teacher, not master. Bill Gates warns that success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Use accumulated assets as tools for innovation, not crutches for rationalized stagnation. Embrace failure as your laboratory. WD-40's name came from water displacement 40th experiment. 39 failures preceded breakthrough. Beck Besecker pivoted his business 5 times before his 6th iteration, Marksant Labs, finally soared. The greatest opportunities hide in contrarian thinking. When beauty brands showcased digitally enhanced supermodels, Dove celebrated real women. Their video exposing model alterations went viral with 32 million views before any paid advertising, driving 600% sales increases. Polaroid's 2001 bankruptcy haunts every successful company. After dominating instant photography for 50 years, they refused innovation, terrified of cannibalizing their core business. Meanwhile, Instagram, featuring filters mimicking old Polaroids, sold to Facebook for $1 billion, roughly the same debt that drove Polaroid to bankruptcy. Polaroid could have owned that future. In 2011, Quicken Loans reinvented from strength, not desperation. Loan origination jumped from $30 billion to over $70 billion the next year, surpassing $100 billion in 2013. Quicken doesn't sell innovative products. Mortgages remain commodities. Their genius lies in operational reinvention, obsessively finding a better way. Commander Michael Abrashoff demonstrated similar thinking, transforming the Navy's worst ship into its best within a year by categorizing every task as non-value-added or mission-critical, then listening to crew suggestions. One sailor's idea to use stainless steel fasteners saved hundreds of thousands annually in painting costs. Successful reinvention demands exploring customer needs with fresh eyes. Snuba examined obstacles keeping people from scuba diving, certification requirements, heavy equipment, high costs. They created a hybrid experience, keeping tanks on the surface, connected to divers by a 20-foot hose, eliminating barriers while preserving underwater breathing. But incremental improvement isn't enough. You need a 10x factor, solutions dramatically outperforming existing options. Dollar Shave Club reimagined the entire business model with a subscription service delivering razors directly to customers. Their $4,000 viral launch video attracted 17,000 paying customers in its first week. By sourcing quality off-brand razors and selling direct online, they delivered higher value at lower costs with better margins without any traditional marketing infrastructure. Maya Angelou captured an essential truth. People forget what you say or do, but never forget how you made them feel. Steve Wynn revolutionized Las Vegas by meticulously crafting every sensory detail at the Bellagio. Despite investor concerns about costs, his focus on extraordinary experiences generated over $1 million daily in non-gaming profit by 2009. Transform customer experiences by conducting a five senses audit, examining every touchpoint. A karate studio might analyze phone calls, facility ambiance, and training sessions, then add iced towels after training or traditional Chinese music. With only 37% of brands receiving good customer experience ratings, small sensory improvements quickly elevate you above competitors. Disney's 11 theme parks generate $12.6 billion by delighting all senses. GE designer Doug Dietz transformed frightening MRI machines into pirate island adventures, dramatically reducing child sedation rates. Brazil's AC Camargo Cancer Center rebranded chemotherapy as Super Formula with colorful superhero-themed capsules. Robert Stevens revolutionized tech support by launching Geek Squad in 1994, turning computer repair into theater with special agents in uniforms driving black and white VW Beetles. Best Buy acquired them in 2002, and by 2012, they employed 24,000 geeks, generating $1.3 billion, proving that how you deliver matters as much as what you deliver. With consumers facing over 5,000 daily marketing messages, powerful storytelling cuts through the noise. Chrysler's imported from Detroit Super Bowl ad transformed the city's image from decay to grit, sparking high occupancy rates, new businesses, and talent migration. Storytelling connects teams and customers to a larger mission. Your Recyclo introduced recycling to Mexico, where only 3% of waste was recycled. One founder connected the mission to leaving a cleaner world for his infant son. By making recycling fun with bright, convenient bins and focusing on emotional benefits, they reached profitability in 8 months with over $1 million in revenue. Storytelling transforms commodities into premium products. Stewart and Linda Resnick branded seedless mandarin orange hybrids as cuties, positioning them as kid-friendly treats competing with candy bars rather than other fruits. Cuties sell for nearly double premium navel oranges, with shipments quadrupling to 75 million boxes by 2012, building a $2.2 billion fortune. The key is crafting stories that are unique and irresistible, like Porsche's ad, the two-seat Porsche Boxster. The more kids you have, the more practical it becomes. Organizations create either art or havoc based on their cultural foundations. Attempting reinvention without addressing culture is like building a new roof on a crumbling foundation. Father Gregory Boyle demonstrated this through Homeboy Industries, employing ex-convicts facing 65% recidivism rates. By extending trust and dignity instead of suspicion, he created a culture where employees developed pride and helped assimilate newcomers. Now a $10 million operation employing 400 people, Homeboy Industries proves cultural norms can transform even those deemed unlikely to change. Apollo Tires grew from $300 million by establishing a bold vision to reach $2 billion by 2010. This ambitious target forced them to re-examine every business aspect, creating an in-house training academy and empowering employees with decision-making frameworks. Culturally brilliant organizations share six threads: fuel passion through collective purpose, hunt and kill assumptions by challenging "that's how we do it" thinking, never stand still by recognizing success is temporary, embrace oddball ideas rather than shutting them down, stick it to the man with healthy irreverence, and fight to win by channeling competitive drive toward conquering competitors and ditching dogma. Rituals powerfully reinforce these values by transforming abstract principles into concrete actions. The choice is yours. Disrupt or be disrupted. Stop being a passenger. Take the driver's seat toward enormous opportunities. Steve Jobs reminds us our time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Instead of a fallback plan B, develop a plan Z, your dream plan, representing what you'd do if you knew you couldn't fail. Sophia Amoruso transformed from dumpster diver to founder of Nasty Gal, a $240 million fashion company, by pursuing her dreams rather than settling for safety. Personal reinvention requires systematic steps. Set a clear vision, assess gaps, identify costs and sacrifices, find mentors, conduct a pre-mortem to anticipate obstacles, build accountability markers with rewards and penalties, and track progress regularly. Ruth Fertel, a divorced single mother, mortgaged her home to buy a steakhouse despite having no restaurant experience, building Ruth's Chris into a chain worth over $500 million. Andre Agassi's story shows reinvention and success are symbiotic. After hitting bottom in 1997, he embraced a new scorecard focused on compassion and generosity, returning to hashtag one in 1999 and raising over $60 million for education. The most successful people pursue success by first being true to their core values, which allows them to do meaningful things, resulting in having what they need as a byproduct. The future belongs to those who embrace reinvention as a way of life. This is your time. Seize it.